We often hear the parable of the talents, which we just heard in today's gospel, used to encourage us to use our talents in the service of others. Now, of course, this is a very true understanding of the message our Lord conveyed through the parable. We do have gifts, talents, if you will, that we are called to use in service of God and in service of those around us. Now, instead of focusing on that aspect, let's dig a little deeper into the word faithful. The servants who took the money given them by their master and doubled it were called good and faithful. Now, it's become common for faithful in this sense to be used in the place of trustworthy. So saying that a servant is good and faithful is the same as calling them trustworthy servants. Now, while you could argue that the servants were trustworthy, the more traditional meaning of faithful is full of faith. The two servants who were praised acted not merely because they were trustworthy, but because they had faith in their master that they would be rewarded for using what they had been entrusted with wisely. The other servant did not have faith that he would be rewarded and was afraid of his master due to that lack of faith. Now our Lord told his disciples, and as we hear this parable today, to call us to be faithful to him, just as the two servants were faithful to their master. We are called to show our faith in the rewards promised by our Lord through our obedience to his commandments. Love God with our whole heart, soul, and being, and love our neighbor as ourselves. As part of this call, we return to our Lord what he has given to us, the very act of love with which we love God and our neighbor is itself a gift from God. If we are to truly love God and our neighbor as our Lord commands, we do have to willingly give from our gifts, especially those talents we have received. Now we do this out of service to God, full of faith in Christ's promise that we will share our Master's joy. Now as we reflect on this gospel today, may we be faithful, full of faith, in this life, so that we may hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," in the next.